out, Neal holding at first, then here's Snyder. The Duke fouled out in the first inning, down the left field line, Eddie Matthews and Logan converging. That's when Matthews caught it and Neal came on over. Snyder batting 271. Takes the first pitch up high, ball one. 1-0. In the 5.5 innings, the Pirates 5, Cincinnati 3. Phillies 5, Cardinals nothing at the end of 4. The 1-0 pitch to Snyder, too high, ball 2. 2-0. The Giants lead the Cubs 2-0 at the end of an inning and a half. We're 1-1 here in the bottom of the third. The American League pretty quiet yet, for the Eastern teams are out west. End of this inning, we'll have a complete rundown of all the scores for you. 2-0 pitch to Snyder. Cut on is a high drive to deep center. Aaron goes back, now comes in a couple of steps, under it, and takes it about 4 feet from the center field wall. And back to first comes Charlie Neal. So Snyder shakes him up a little bit with a long out to center. Two down, and the batter, Elmer Vallow, who singled to center in the first inning, batting 333. Elmer has done a fine job for Brooklyn, both as a pinch hitter and in starting assignments. In his starting assignments, he's appeared in 16 ball games, and in games where he has started, where he's had a couple of at-bats in each game, he's batting 365. Buell checks Neal. Now delivers. Neal goes. The curve is inside. The throw to Johnny Logan. Neal is out at second. So Charlie Neal out attempting to steal from Carl Sawatsky to Johnny Logan. In the third inning for Brooklyn, no runs, no hits, nobody left on. At the end of 3 innings of play, Milwaukee won and Brooklyn won. Now we'll get to the other scores.
Thank you very much, Vin. Hi, everybody. Mr. Big of the Milwaukee Braves coming up to the plate. Hank Aaron singled sharply to left field back in the first inning, so he has 1-for-1. Aaron, as Vin told you, leading the National League in about everything as far as hitting is concerned, batting at 350. Sal Magley on the mound, ready to go now in the top half of inning number 4. He'll pitch to Aaron, Covington, and then Torres. Magley takes a sign now from Roy Campanella. Swings into action, throws a curve in there that's over for a strike. Low balls, one strike as we move in the fourth inning. Magley leaning forward now to get his sign from Campy. Delivers 0-1. Soft curve, punched back to the screen, foul. Low balls, two strikes. The count on Hank Aaron. In case you tuned in with us late, the Milwaukee Braves scored first in this ball game when Shane Dean stood the leadoff man. Hit a pitch over the right field screen out on the Bedford Avenue for his 10th home run of the year. And the Dodgers matched that one in the last half of the first, having Neal double. Pitch to the plate is low and outside to Aaron. His count is a ball and two strikes. After Neal doubled, Gilliam hit a fly ball deep to right field. Neal tagged up and went to third. And then as Snyder fouled out deep behind third base to Matthews, Neal came in to score. Pitch is swung on by Hank Aaron. He counted two balls and one ball, two strikes. That's how it's been ever since. 1-1 between Milwaukee and Brooklyn. Hank Aaron, solid right-hand hitter. Magley, the master of the curveball, out there working with him. Shell comes down 1-2. Curve is snapped off outside. Two balls and two strikes. Where this ball game's going, sort of like waiting for the powder keg to blow up. Magley sets, delivers now 2-2, a curveball hit down to the left side. At shortstop, Neal has it deep in the hole, makes his throw to first, high, but Hodges has it. And that's all for Hank Aaron. A good, sure-handed first baseman can certainly save an awful lot of trouble. That's just what Hodges is. It's a pretty good target. Hitting left-handed now is Wes Covington. He was called out on strikes to retire Milwaukee in the first inning. One of the three strikeouts Magley now has. Left-hand hitter. Batting at 284. Takes a curve in there for a strike. No balls, one strike to count on Wes Covington, Milwaukee's left fielder. He'll be followed by Frank Torres. Madley forward, hiding that ball behind his knee. Now delivers 0-1. The curveball is swung on and missed for strike two. No balls, two strikes. The end of two innings. Chicago nothing, and the Giants have two. Madley delivers. Covington takes the pitch shoulder high outside. One ball, two strike count. We'll be keeping an eye all afternoon on St. Louis, Philadelphia, Cincinnati, Pittsburgh. Madley delivers one and two now, and Covington swings and misses on a curveball for strike three. Madley hangs up number four. Two down here in the top half, fourth inning. The batter coming up now, Frank Torrey, who laced the double sharply to right field, hitting it high on the screen. He led things off in the second inning. Then Magley settled down to get Pafko on a ground ball to strike out Sawatsky and Buell. Frank Torrey, left-hand hitter, starting at 275. Magley curves him and gets it in there off the fifth for a strike. Two down, no base runners. Top of the fourth inning. Score tied here at one apiece. Magley pitching to first baseman Frank Torrey. Comes back to him. The slow curve, and that's over the first strike. No balls, two strikes. Torrey, left-hand hitter, actually backed off to take that curveball, and it broke in right off the pitch. Cincinnati's picked up a run in the top of six. Pittsburgh now leads in 5-3. Pitch in across the knees inside. Count on Torrey is a ball and two strikes. Two down in the fourth, no base runners. The Milwaukee Braves have batted in a single game here this afternoon at Ebbets Field. Tomorrow night, the same two teams will be at it. So curve fell at the right field. Gino Cimoli going back, still going back. That ball's going to be up against the wall. It kicks away. Cimoli's after it. There goes Torrey on his way to second. The throw comes in, the slide. And Torrey is safely on a second. Torrey's been up twice now, and he's doubled twice to right. That's at number four, given up by Magley. Now Milwaukee has a run on four hits. Brooklyn a run on two hits. Coming up now will be Andy Pafko, the veteran who is playing in right field. Now that Bill Bruton is on the shelf. Hank Aaron having been moved over into center field. So Andy Pafko has been tapped for right field duty. Andy came up in the second inning and rolled out to shortstop Charlie Neal, so he's 0 for 1. And batting at 276. Potential tie-breaking run on at second base for the Braves. Two down here at the top of the fourth inning. Frank Torrey carrying that possible run. Magley checks him back over the right shoulder. Looks down at the plate. Delivers to Pafko. Soft curve. And Pafko pops it up back to second base. Going back for it. And he cannot make the catch. Get him. And coming on fast. Right out of the blue is Luke Snyder to make a one-hand catch. But for the moment is all. Get him and Snyder were going to run together. Last moment, Junior fell away and Snyder came charging on through to make a fine catch. No runs, one hit. One man left on, no errors. Score at the end of 3 1/2 innings to play. Milwaukee won and Brooklyn has won.
Of the fourth inning of a 1-1 tie. Elmer Vallow, the batter, and right back to Al.
If you recall, in the third inning, Elmer Vallow was up at the plate when Neal was cut down for the third out attempting to steal on the throw from Sawatsky down to Logan covering at second. Now Elmer's in there, takes the first pitch across the knees inside for ball one. Elmer Vallow has one of the two Brooklyn hits. Single to center field in the first inning. Takes this pitch low for ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Elmer's backed away from the plate, looks down back at third base, checking up signs with Billy Herman. Matthews comes up shallow at third. The old fastball is swung on. There's a high belt deep to right field. Back goes Andy Pafko, back to the scoreboard. Leaps and makes the catch right up against the scoreboard. sweeping catch by right fielder Andy Pasco robs Almavallo of perhaps extra bases. A one out in the last half of the fourth inning, and the batter coming up now will be Gino Cimoli, hitting number 5 in the Brooklyn order. He retired to side with a foul ball to catcher Swatsky in the first inning. Gino batting at 312. Buell drives the curve on him, and Gino lays off it, takes it outside for ball one. Delivery, fastball trickled on the third base side of the mound. Coming in fast is Matthews. Bare hand pickup, no play. Cimoli beats it out for a base hit. Number 3 given up by Buell. And now the Dodgers with one out have the potential tie-breaking run on at first base. And the batter coming up will be Gil Hodges. Hodges struck out in second, his only time at bat. He's 0 for 1, batting at 307. Cimoli, by the way, his left ankle is still swollen. Fouled a ball down off his left instep and ankle out of the All-Star game in St. Louis. He hasn't completely gotten over it. The pitch for Hodges, the curveball, is low and outside. Ball one. Gil started to go and changed his mind. Cimoli with the lead off at first base. Frank Torrey holds the inside corner on him. Bob Buell, all set to go, checks that runner at first, delivers the plate now, and the pitch is over for a strike. One ball, one strike to count on Gil Hodges. Buell, who is always rough as far as the Brooklyn Dodgers are concerned, all set to go, delivers again, the pitch is swung on by Hodges and missed. Let up that ball. One ball and two strikes. Gil digging in. Buell mopping the perspiration from his brow, these gloves. Now Cimoli takes his lead at first base. Check of the runner, pitches the plate. Over. Called strike 3. Well, Bryce Gill's been up twice. He has struck out. Strikeout number 4. Buell. Two down, one on here in the last half of the fourth inning. The batter coming up is Roy Campanella. Roy was called out on strikes in the second, so he's 0-1. The outfield playing Roy just about straight away, and they're playing him deep. Cimoli takes his lead at first base now as Buell goes to position. Delivers to Campanella, and the pitch is swung on. There's a high foul ball hit off the right field side. That'll fade into the crowd and go out of play. No balls, one strike on Campanella. Last half of the fourth inning. Each side, one run. Milwaukee one run on 4 hits. Brooklyn one run on 3 hits. Over to the Polo Grounds. At the end of 2.5 innings, the Giants still leading Chicago 2-0. At the end of 5 innings, it's 6-2, Philadelphia over St. Louis. Pitch the plate to Campanella. It's high off the shoulder. One ball and one strike. The game between Cincinnati and Pittsburgh. At the end of 5.5 innings, it's 5-3. Pittsburgh leading the red leg. Curve to Campanella. Slam foul off to the right of the plate. That's going over close to the crowd. It may go in. It does go in. One ball, two strikes. To count on the right, Campanella. The end of an inning in the American League. The Yankees nothing and Chicago nothing. Playing an important doubleheader at Comiskey Park this afternoon. Set for the 1-2 delivery on Roy Campanella. Two down, Gino Cimoli at first base in a 1-1 tie. Last half of the fourth inning. Bob Buell on the mound for the Milwaukee Braves in a pitching duel here this afternoon with Sal Magley. Cimoli takes his lead now. Buell to the top of the stretch. Comes set, delivers a curve, and Campanella faced it on 2 hops down to the left side. Logan up with it, plays it back to Shane Deese at second for the fourth hop. On Gino Cimoli, and that retires the side. Here in the fourth inning, no runs, one hit, no errors, one man left on, and the score at the end of 4 full innings of play. It is Milwaukee 1, and Brooklyn has 1. we'll move to the top half of inning number five. Coming up for the Milwaukee Braves, our catcher Carl Sawatsky, who struck out in second inning, nearly followed by Bob Buell and that Red Chandy. One run, four hits for Milwaukee. One run, three hits for Brooklyn. Neither team has errors. Magley ready to work now with Sawatsky, big left-hand hitter. Pitches to him a curveball. It stays high off the face. One ball and no strike. Back. Swesky swings on it. It's a line drive foul off the first base side. Doesn't go into the crowd and go out of play. One ball, one strike count on Swesky. Magley back with his 1-1 offering. Swesky after it hits the ball down to the right side. It cams off the glove of Haju. Gilliam picks up, and the throw to first base to Magley covering is dropped by Magley. Now let's see how they're going to score. Hodges tried to backhand that ball. Couldn't hold it. Gilliam came up with it, fired to Magley covering, and it'll be an error charged on Sal Magley for not being able to hold across the first base. So Sawatsky's on. That'll be this afternoon's first error. Sawatsky running at first base and Bob Buell stepping in. Bob was called out on strikes in the second. Zimmer comes up shallow at third. There's a throw to first. Sawatsky is back. The Dodgers are of a mind that Buell will be up there trying to bunt, trying to sacrifice a runner along. He does try to bunt and misses the pitch for a strike. No balls, one strike. Bob Buell hitting left-handed. Facing Magley. Sawatsky not too fleet of foot. On the first base. Now he leads off. Magley checks him, looks down at Buell, and turns and throws to first. Sawatsky hops back in. Buell batting at 0-5-4. 2 for 37 for the year, 0 for 1 this afternoon. Magley to the stretch. Delivers. The pitch is swung on. Missed for a strike. No bunt intention that time. Buell was trying to go all the way. However, Don Zimmer, third base, still playing shallow. The outfield not too deep. Buell's no power hitter. I'm Magley set, looks over at Sawatsky. Comes set and delivers. There is the bunt attempt, and it's missed for strike three. Well, before we have Chandy up there, let's quickly pause for station identification. This is the Brooklyn Dodgers Radio Network.
Dial 1460 WOKO Albany, New York, the Capital District's most talked about station, with downtown studios in the Hotel Wellington. Correct WOKO time now, 5 minutes after 3 o'clock.
All ready to go here in the fifth inning. With one out, one on. Red Chandy's two homers to first and fly to the left is up there. Swings on the first pitch, sends a bounder deep behind first. Hodges on a tricky hopper, takes his steps on the bag. That's all for Chandy's, with Kowalski moving on down the stretch. Now two down. Carl Sawatsky down at second base here, and coming up is Logan. At the end of three innings, Chicago nothing, the Giants have two. At the end of six innings, it's St. Louis two and Philadelphia six. 6-2, Philadelphia over St. Louis, and the Giants leading Chicago 2-0 at the end of three. Johnny Logan is the batter now for Milwaukee. He's rolled a short, he's flied to center. 0-2, standing in. 1-1 ball game here at Ebbets Field with Sawatsky on at second for the Braves. The pitch is swung on by Logan. There's a high foul ball drifting back near the stands off the third base side. Over is Zimmer. He can't get it. That's way back in. No balls, one strike. Top of the fifth inning. Milwaukee one run on four hits. Brooklyn one run on three. One error has been charged to the Brooklyn Ball Club. Logan, a right-hand hitter, standing in. Bagley all set, ready to go. Now on down from the mound. Looking the batter over. Now check Swatsky at second. Delivers the plate on the 0-1 count. And he snaps off curveball as low outside. One ball and one strike. Yep, and I'm Schaefer Brewing Company, Brooklyn. Mighty happy to be pouring it to you on this fine Schaefer day. Boy, it's a beauty. Hope it's just as pleasing and pleasant where you are. Sidearm curveballs, reached for by Logan and punched out toward right field. Gino Simoli hurrying over to the line, sees it fall foul into the crowd. One ball and two strike count on Johnny Logan. Two down in the fifth. Sawatsky, who drew a life at first base on Sal Magley's error, covering first base, and moved on over to second when Shandings grounded out to Hodges unassisted. Sawatsky on at second. The count is one ball and two strikes here on Johnny Logan. Sal Magley's ready to whip in that pitch. Down it comes, side on curve, over to knees, called strike three. Strikeout number six for Mr. Magley. And here in the fifth inning, the error didn't hurt. No runs, there were no base hits. One error and one man left on. So at the end of four and a half innings of play remains. Brooklyn one run, three hits. And Milwaukee one run, four hits. Last of the fifth inning, Don Zimmer coming on, so let's get right back to play, and here's Al.
All right, Jerry, Don Zimmer usually hits Bob Buell pretty well.
Zimmer came up in the second inning for his first go at it this afternoon and drew a walk. So Zimmer standing in now. Buell delivers in, and Zimmer takes the pitch low and outside for ball one. Buell right back to him. Zimmer takes low and away again. That's ball two. Chicago batting in the top of the fourth inning over its Polo Grounds. And then they're still at bat. Have come up with four runs and leading New York now 4-2. Yeah, one thing about this race in the National League, you don't like what's happening, just you hold still a minute because it'll change. Fastball. The Zimmer's in for the strike. Two balls, one strike. Selection of a game can change in the twinkling of an eye. And the standings will change almost as rapidly. The end of six, Pittsburgh is leading Cincinnati 6-3. Low curve to Zimmer, ball three. Three balls, one strike. Zimmer will be followed by Magley and then by Charlie Neal. Starts to stop the batting order again. 1-1 the score, Milwaukee 1, Brooklyn 1. Battle between Buell and Magley. Bob's ready. 3-1's the plate to Zimmer. The pitch is swung on and lined into left center field. It's in for a base hit. Zimmer digging to first, makes his turn, and then holds up when Aaron comes up with the ball and fires it in quickly. Zimmer digging back to first. Well, Zim, shot single to left center for the fourth hit. Off Buell. Now each side has one run and four hits. Coming up to the plate, Sal Magley, who was called out on strike in the second inning. Magley this year has one hit for 16 tries, batting at 0-63. Matthews up shallow at third. Torrey holding the runner at first will come charging in. They're expecting Magley to try a bunt. Throw to first, keep John Zimmer close. Last half of the fifth inning. There's a throw over to first base, but Torrey's off the bag. Had to come up shallow to take that toss. Time is called now while Magley backs away from the plate. They're expecting Magley to try to sacrifice Zimmer down to second. Down comes the pitch and the attempt to sacrifice the butt is back foul. No balls, one strike. The end of two innings, their first game of the doubleheader. The Yankees nothing and the Chicago White Sox nothing. The end of two.
10 to 6. It is the Boston Red Sox 2 and the Cleveland Indians have 1. Baltimore and Detroit, their first game at the end of 2. It is Detroit 3 and Baltimore has 1. Now the 0-1 delivery. Down it comes and Magley chops at it, doesn't get it. Zimmer breaking, dives into second base. The throw goes down at Logan. It's in time and they got him. Little Zimmer went in there head first. He looks cold power right now. Well, Zimmer out attempting to steal. Strike 2 of the count on Sal Magley. Well, the play goes from the catcher to the shortstop covering. 2-6 if you're putting it down in your book this afternoon. But one out here in the fifth inning. The bases are now empty. The count on Magley is no balls, two strikes. Fastball is low and outside to Magley for ball one. The end of 6.5 innings, Philadelphia, leading St. Louis, 6-2. Serve to Magley low, and that's ball two, and the count is 2 balls, 2 strikes. Magley waiting. Steele comes into him with a curve, and Magley swings and doesn't get it. Strike 3, and that's the second out. 5 strikeouts now for Bob Buell. 2 down. The base is empty. Last half of the fifth inning. Still 1-1 between Milwaukee and Brooklyn. And Charlie Neal coming along. Charlie doubled the left in the first, walked in the third. So his base hit has raised his percentage up to .265. Buell drives a curve on him and gets it in there for a strike. That game between Chicago and New York, the Cubs settled for 4 in the top of the fourth inning. Curveball at the knees, strike 2 to Charlie Neal. Bob Speak hit a home run in the fourth for 2 on, and Long hit one for Chicago, counting for the 4 run. Ronnie Ball hit down to the right side. Red Chandings gloves it, makes his throw to first to Troy, and Charlie Neal is out to retire the side. Oh, in the fifth inning, no runs, 1 hit for Brooklyn. There were no errors. Nobody was left on. Zimmer was cut down attempting to steal. Another score at the end of 5. Full innings of play remains. Milwaukee 1 and Brooklyn has 1.